Bold actions being urged to prevent COVID-19, making life even tougher for children living in deprivation. Income and hardship data in the latest Child Poverty Monitor out today shows the country was roughly on track to meet the government's 2021 targets under the Child Poverty Reduction Act 2018. But Treasury has warned COVID-19 may increase poverty and hardship rates further. I spoke earlier to Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft, and he told me child poverty is becoming normalised in New Zealand.
It is really tough for them. This is chronic and it's long-term, almost now intergenerational poverty. The consequences, the tentacles, if you like, of child poverty reach out into all areas of a child's life, and it is a serious situation.
What kinds of housing do these children live in?
I've seen some of them. They're damp, mouldy. I spoke to a girl in Porirua who said, family of 14 in a two-bedroomed home. We shouldn't underestimate how tough it is. Actually, you know, Susie, it's great that we can debate climate change, and so we should. But we need to agree we are in a child poverty emergency. It's that bad.
So in that case, how is the progress tracking? Give us a sense of what's happened over the last few years.
Yeah, these figures that we rely on, it bedevils the debate. They're 18 months to 30 months old. But as far as we can see, the government was pretty much on track to the 3- and 10-year targets, the 10-year targets of halving child poverty. Now, COVID, we know, will have affected that. We don't know how yet. We haven't got the details. But COVID cannot be an excuse or a rationale for doing nothing. Actually, it's an opportunity. It's a reason to do more. COVID gives us the, I guess, opportunity to spend some surplus on children. We've said we've been keeping it for a rainy day. Well, from the children's point of view, it is pouring outside. Now is the time to address the needs of children.
OK, so let's just talk a little bit about the coronavirus pandemic and how that is working in here. How could it scuttle progress?
If the call was for spending in other areas, for delaying attention to child poverty, actually, it's the prime reason for doing more. As I say, we don't have the stats, but we know that 10 to 13% of New Zealand kids are in chronic poverty, and COVID has amplified that. It's made it worse for them.
And so what should be done now?
I think there are three things we can say. Income inequality is a key factor. That will involve increasing benefits. The Welfare Advisory Group have told us how that should be done. 22 to 46% increases in benefits, depending on the benefit. That might be $500 million a year, but that's what we need to do. But of course, not just beneficiaries are doing it tough. There are working poor as well. So that's the first thing. Secondly, housing. Housing is clearly the big driver in child poverty. We won't be able to magic up more state houses, more community houses tomorrow, but we need to look at some of the levers. Now, capital gains, wealth tax, they're off the table, but we could increase the accommodation supplement. And, you know, I think we need to have a debate about rent control. And we have some landlords making a lot of money out of those who are poor. Rents can't just keep ratcheting up when there are no other controls in place. Thirdly, we can provide assistance that goes straight to children. For instance, why don't we say free healthcare until 18 is the birthright of every New Zealand child? Why don't we extend free school lunches, nutritious, healthy for every child in New Zealand? We've got to put the priority in place. We are in an emergency.
And I suppose I'm interested as well in that you're calling this an emergency and that something needs to be done right now. Of course, we've seen with coronavirus that when something is deemed an emergency, the government can move very fast. They can borrow vast amounts of money to change the situation. Is that sort of bold step what needs to be taken to actually shift the dial here?
Precisely. We flattened the COVID curve. We could flatten the child poverty curve if we had the will. It's getting to the point where we could say we are tolerating now child poverty is normative. It's just about our deliberate choice to allow it. You know, we did terrifically in the early 90s to assist the over 65s, one of the best looked after groups in the world. Keep that going, but we could do the same for the under 18s if we had the will. It's a question of choice now.
Is there a political will for this?
I think there is. at least 3 years ago, there was cross-party agreement on child poverty reduction legislation. We've got targets in place. It's staring us in the face. They're accused at food banks. We know with Christmas it'll be even tougher. The question is not, should we do it, but why wouldn't we do it?
That is the Children's Commissioner, Andrew Beecroft, there. Now, that report will be launched at Parliament today. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Minister for Children, Kelvin Davis, will be there. Experts will be answering questions from children and young people about poverty.